Welcome to the Bears Blowout. I'm Ben Chiswick, nailing down everything I own so that crazy Chicago wind won't blow it all away. Vikings, Ravens, Lions, Saints, and 49ers. Maybe not a list of title contenders, but they do signify a five-game winning streak for the Chicago Bears, who remain atop the NFC North Division with a 6-3 record. But after taking care of business through the soft part of their schedule, the race to the finish line begins now. Panthers, Buccaneers, Steelers, and Falcons comprise their remaining non-divisional games, throwing the Packers twice, and it will be tough sledding ahead to clinch the division before a Week 17 rematch with the Minnesota Vikings. On Sunday, Chicago disposed of San Francisco with a 17-9 victory. At times it was hard to tell who their stingiest opponent was. The 49ers, Mother Nature, or themselves. A ridiculous wind wreaked havoc all afternoon long, forcing a combined 3 missed field goals and 95 total passing yards. The Bears turned the ball over 4 times, with Kyle Orton throwing an interception in the end zone, and Bobby Wade fumbling 3 times while returning punts. But in the end, the 49ers proved even more self-destructive. Leading the Bears 3-0 heading into halftime, Mike Nolan made the ill-advised decision to try and kick a 52-yard field goal despite the wind conditions. Lovie Smith wisely left Nathan Vasher in the end zone, and when the field goal fell short, history was made. Vasher returned the missed field goal 108 yards, zigzagging his way behind his teammates' blocks, and setting an NFL record for the longest touchdown in the history of the league. Suddenly, with a 7-3 lead at halftime, the momentum shifted completely. With Thomas Jones out and Cedric Benson leaving the game early with a sprained knee, Adrian Peterson racked up 120 yards and a touchdown behind a dominating offensive line. The defense held San Francisco to a measly 161 total yards, allowing only one completed pass all game long and making key stands down the stretch to keep the 49ers out of the end zone. So next up, the Carolina Panthers. At 7-2, the Panthers are currently front runners in a very competitive NFC South and might well be the toughest matchup the Bears will face all season long. Carolina is coming off their 6th consecutive win, a 30-3 thrashing of the Jets, in which the defense simply dominated. They racked up 3 sacks and forced 6 turnovers in the game, sealing the victory with a Will Witherspoon 35-yard interception return for a touchdown. But as it turns out, the Panthers' magic number seems to be 2. Carolina is 2nd in the NFL with 26 takeaways on the season, as cornerbacks Chris Gamble and Ken Lucas have snagged 4 picks each. They are also 2nd in the NFL in rush defense, with one of the league's best front fours allowing only 81 rushing yards per game. But while defense is the name of the game in Carolina, the offense is one of the most resourceful in the league. Despite checking in at only 22nd in total offense, the Panthers still score nearly 28 points per game, more than all but 3 other teams in the NFL. One big reason why? An undersized 5'9" receiver by the name of Steve Smith, who happens to lead the NFL with 937 receiving yards and 9 receiving touchdowns. And that brings us to this week's Big Time Baller. In a game where the Bears offense figures to have a tough time putting up points, it's going to be that much more important for the D to come up big this week. A tall task when lining up opposite 2005's best wideout, Steve Smith. That matchup figures to fall primarily to peanut Charles Tillman. The third-year corner out of Louisiana Lafayette has steadily improved over the course of the season, putting behind him some early season burnings. He put the Lions in the bag in Week 8 by returning an interception for a touchdown in overtime, and is one pick away from tying his single-season career high set as a rookie with 4 picks. If that snag this year comes at the hands of Jake Delhomme, it will be a good sign, as Tillman and fellow corner Nathan Vasher figure to have their hands full all day long. But if Peanut can contain Steve Smith and play like a big-time baller this week, this game could be a good one for Bears fans. And that's why we're going with the upset this week on the Bears Blowout. It is going to be a tough, grinded-out, defensive-minded ball game from start to finish, and when it comes right down to it, special teams and turnovers will likely be the deciding factors. I say the Bears protect the football after a sloppy win over San Francisco, and one Bobby Wade makes up for a shaky performance with some good punt returns that set up good field position. Bears 9, Panthers 7. Go ahead and call your bookie. That's it for the Bears blowout this week. I'm Ben Chiswick, getting ready to hold on to first place for dear life. See you next week.